positive attitude. Make it a matter of habit until it becomes a matter of inclination to be kind, gentle, forgiving, and compassionate. What can you lose? A few things now and then, a little money here and there, an occasional hour or an argument, but see what you can gain. More release from the personal ego, more right to the overself's grace, more loveliness in the world inside us, and more friends in the world outside us. So far as past errors are concerned, forget them and start afresh, as if it were your first day in this body. But so far as your present contacts are concerned, be kind to them, as if it were your last day in this body. If you live inwardly in love and harmony with yourself and with all others, if you persistently reject all contrary ideas and negative appearances, then this love and this harmony must manifest themselves outwardly in your environment. Why not apply creative imagination to these testing periods? When you know that you are about to enter one of them, imagine that you will pass through it quite successfully. See yourself in your mind's eye, measuring up to ideal conduct. There is great profit in the coinage of spiritual self-growth waiting to be picked up at every turn. The method is a simple one. Consider every person who makes an impact on your life as a messenger from the Overself. Every happening which leaves its mark as a divinely sent teacher. The man who wins is the man whose dice are loaded with invincible optimism, with unfailing effort, and with creative thought. He must go on with the faith and trust that obstacles are not for all time, that fluctuations on the path are inevitable, and that his own inner divine possibilities are the best guarantee of ultimate attainment. The trials of the path, as indeed the trials of life itself, are inescapable. He should endure the tribulations with the inner conviction that a brighter world awaits him. Hope and faith will lead him to it. He should make his mind the host to beautiful thoughts and fine moods, and thus keep it ready as a place where the soul can enter untroubled.